Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Charles Barkley might have called us stupid. Not you and I, Cavs. Sorry. Charles Barkley might have called us stupid last night.
He probably called you stupid.
That coming up. Well, I mean, he wouldn't be the first, and he certainly won't be the last. Danny Green going to join us here in 22 minutes, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Also, folks, a chance to see one of these four Blossom shows. Four. There's four of them. The Outlaw Music Festival, June 21st. Pantera, July 23rd. Styx, August 20th, and the Black Keys, who you're hearing right now, August 22nd. Tickets available at LiveNation.com. That's LiveNation.com. It's part of the Minutemen Workforce Solutions Concert Series. Enter the word lonely. L-O-N-E-L-Y. By the end of this hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. Lonely. As in lonely boy. Your chance to win and go see one of those four great concerts. So again, Danny Green coming up 9:22. 216-474-0092. All right. We still got a chance in the series? Do we still have a chance in this? Around the room. Let's go. Turn your mics on. Yes. I know we're all mad and angry.
Yes, they have a chance to win the series. It is not over. However,
how bleak is it, though?
It's bleak.
Yeah, there's the however.
It's bleak because if it's a high ankle sprain by Evan Mobley, and this is just how you have to play the rest of the series and trot out Darius Garland just to see, and he's feeling so much heat right now. He's clearly getting the heat. And he clearly wants to play. I do not buy that he just doesn't want to play in a playoff game. I don't know why people think... You know, we just casually throw around the term soft with athletes all the time. I've done it. I've been just as guilty. But today, because they're down 2-0, you're getting more of that than if they'd be up 2-0. No, people would be saying Cavs are smart. Cavs are smart. Well, they're not. They're not up 2-0. They're down 2-0. And so he's being called every name in the book because he's not out there, and people are saying it's a pain tolerance issue and it's a toe.
Well, there's no people saying it. Jason just wrote it. And I think a lot of people were assuming it's just pain tolerance. When Jason writes it, that's everything they need. That is everything they need. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people who have not liked Darius Garland from the moment they drafted him. They were Sexton fans, didn't want Darius Garland here with him, didn't want him sharing the ball with him, wanted
Sexton
Darius gone.
Fans.
We were hosting the same
My
shows.
God, still?
I don't know if it's still, but they were. And they've always had a question about Darius. And so we've gone through this whole rigmarole with him, and now that he's out, and you put pain tolerance in an article from somebody we trust, okay, good luck. They ain't going to sit well with this fan base. Pain tolerance? They don't want to hear pain tolerance, not with championships on the line. 216-474-0092. I mean, I don't mean to cut you off like that, but when he says something like that, or when you tell me something like that, like now it's like, Kenny, stop being so soft on these guys. Stop being soft on soft players.
Now, let me ask you this.
That's what we're going to hear.
What if you, let me reframe it. What if Darius Garland is not playing because he thinks he might be a liability to the team if he plays? Does that still make him soft? Or is the assumption that he, like...
Can he be any more liability than 1-for-14?
Well, if you can't run up and down the floor.
You can't run up and
then
down
yes,
the floor.
Yes, you would be a bigger liability. If you can't get back.
For 1-for-14?
Against the Pacers who sprint down the floor after every basket. If you can't.
More of a liability.
Is that his decision to make if he's a liability or is that the coaching staff?
Well, then Kenny needs to come out and slap the table and say it's my call. He wants to be out there. I don't think. And maybe he did say it. I just didn't hear it. Did he say it?
I haven't seen
it. Did he say it? Mitch, you've been all over the audio. Did he say it? Did anybody say it? Did Kenny say it? If Kenny said it, then fine. But you got to slap the table and tell everybody it was your call then. Or he's got to tell everybody he wants to be out there. But if he can't go, he can't go. I want to understand him better. But when you're telling me, well, you know, he can't run with him, I get that. But when a fan sees Ty Jerome going 1-for-14 and Isaac Okoro flailing away at God knows what, he just looks like a kid doing a windmill running through, people aren't going to understand that, and they're not going to care. This is the guy who's the max player. This is the guy who's supposed to be part of the core four. I didn't say pain tolerance. I didn't know. I went to somebody who's in the know. His name's Jason Lloyd, and it's out there for everybody to read. He wrote pain tolerance. Okay, good luck in our mentions for the rest of the summer. They lose this series, especially, oh, if they get swept, oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is not good. This is not good personally, professionally, anything for me. I hate this. I hate this moment. I hate that we're doing this. I cannot stand it. Now, I'm starting to foam at the mouth over again. I told you before.
But you asked me a question. I can't say the series is over because I know that they can win.
Well, it's not over. They can win games.
Do we all think they can win game three? Yes or no?
Yeah, they should have won game two.
Okay. We all think they can win game three. Hell, even with the shooting disparities and the all-time shooting variance from three in game one, that game was close with 4 minutes left, with 5 minutes left. Okay?
Yeah.
So with all of that said, if you just win game three and go on the road, it's a series. Now it's a real series because you've been able to hang with them. It's not like there's some insurmountable team that you have no chance and you don't even belong on the floor with. I mean, we were without three guys last night. We had a 20-point lead, and we were winning almost wire to wire until the final 45 seconds.
Today's Wednesday, so I'll feel a little bit better, more optimistic tomorrow. And I'll try to feel more optimistic on Friday, but then we'll get injury reports during the day, so I don't know how optimistic I'm going to be. So I'm going to try to be more optimistic tomorrow about it. Right. So I'll start to talk myself into it. But, man, for a lot of people, you saw Donovan Mitchell spend so much time whacking the floor because he had to go to the rack all the time. You saw them all gassed. They were all gassed. So, you know, the in-season conditioning is going to be a conversation because there were a bunch of games where, no, I couldn't condone putting Donovan Mitchell still out there when you're up by 25 in the middle of February against also-rans and slappies. So if I wasn't calling...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
For Donovan Mitchell then, how could I be all upset about it now? So I can't go against my own thoughts. Fans can do it all they want. I can't. I said that they needed to be out. I don't want to have Donovan Mitchell running up and down the floor, so now I guess I reap what I sow in this. But this is it. This is where it's at. I think for a lot of fans, it's like, man, you guys left this all out on the floor. Then you guys still freaked out in the fourth quarter. You still lost this game. How are you supposed to turn around 3 days later and win that one when you probably still are going to have the same guys out? Like, I do not believe Evan Mobley is going to play again in this series. I don't
high
think,
ankle
I think
sprains
he's done.
Force you to think about that stuff.
And Darius Garland, okay, well, it was pain tolerance for game two. You came out there, you told Jared Greenberg during game one that you're going to play in game two. You didn't play in game two. So can I say that I'm going to believe it when I see it for game three? Friday night? Anybody penciling in Darius Garland? Anybody penciling him in? No. DeAndre Hunter, I have no idea. So if I don't have at least Darius Garland and or DeAndre Hunter, I don't believe we're going to have Evan Mobley. This is my thought. I have no idea, but watching him on the bench, you go, that ain't a guy who's going to be playing anytime soon. So if I got two of those guys, then yeah, I'm going to give myself a chance. If I have neither of those guys, I think a lot of fans are going to be feeling the same way. Yes, they can win the game on Friday. Yeah, yes, they can jump back into this series.
Okay, that's the whole point. There's a difference between...
Damn, what an emotional letdown.
There is a difference between, you know, thinking you got no shot and saying, yeah, you win one game, maybe it changes things. Like, I don't know, does anybody think the Pacers are that good that you can't hang with them? Clearly you can hang with them shorthanded. You just did. And also the Pacers against Milwaukee shorthanded. There, two of those games were right down to the wire, and one, they needed an epic come-from-behind win. So that's why I'm not saying, yes, the series is over, put up the white flag. Don't even try to come back and play in the series.
I know they looked gassed out, but physically they could hang with the Pacers. Mentally, I don't know if they can. They got to go get, what, four or five now?
You know, that's going to be something people are watching.
I got something for you here from Charles Barkley I want you to hear.
Okay, let's hear it from Charles.
When you blow games, you have to help the other team win. We saw it last night with the Celtics. The Pacers made some great plays, but the mental mistakes. We always talk about you should never score on an out-of-bounds play. And people say, why you say that? I says, you got five guys guarding four, fool. If four guys score on five, your team sucks. And the thing that bothers me about that, it wasn't even the big guys in the paint on those two offensive rebounds on the free throws. Those guys came from way outside, one from the free throw line, one from half court.
The Neesmith was huge. And then the turnover by Strus on the pass, inbounds.
But the two offensive, like, obviously the one was the dunk, but and the one that gave him the game-winning play, that should never happen.
Audio courtesy of TNT. So, you know, that's what people are going to watch. If they go down in the dumps and they get swept some way, somehow, you think that I was making a big deal about the guys on the bench earlier? It will pale in comparison. That will be a fart in the wind compared to what people are going to be saying, because then they're going to want changes. And they're going to want guys changed just because they're going to be calling them soft. They're going to be saying that they're not ready for this moment. 64 wins means nothing. And they're going to be wanting to trade everybody for every name that we've ever thought of. You're tired of Kevin Durant radio? Get ready for it. You're tired of hearing about James Harden? Get ready for that, even though that'd be a terrible idea. Get ready for Joel Embiid and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Get ready for LeBron. It's all going to be there. It's all going to be there. So, yeah, like, it's obviously a must-win. It's a must-win for our sanity. Like, I got no bones about it. If you're injured, and I know Kristaps Porzingis is sick, who else is injured that you said right off the
Jaylen Brown.
Okay,
yeah.
You got two guys that are in. You got one guy sick, one guy injured right now for the Celtics. Hey, I can call it what it is. We would go into the Celtics series as an underdog, especially with guys hurt. Hey, I can accept that. That's the way it goes. You lose in the second round again after this? No. Nope. People are going to be worked up. Michael in Cleveland. Yellow.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful, Michael. You can tell.
I just want to instill some confidence in us Cavs fans, man. I don't think that it's time to hit the panic button on the series. I think we still have the pieces to solve this puzzle.
Okay.
And after, I think, these two off days, I think I wouldn't be surprised if we win by 30. But that's the hope anyway. I mean, I thought the injuries was more of a precautionary measure. I thought we underestimated and overlooked Indiana. It's going to be hard, but I believe, man, I think we got this, man. I think we got it.
Well, did you think it was a precautionary measure in game two?
I think for sure, yeah. I thought in game two, I think, like, let's rest them just in case to avoid further injury. And then I think we had a good, like, lead. And I think that, you know, Mobley don't look that good. I think Garland, I think he'll be back.
Michael, I love your soul, and thank you very much. But you can't rest guys for precautionary measures for the future when you don't know there's going to be a future. You had to split that series. You've put yourself in a big hole now, down 0-2. You've given up complete home court advantage here. So you have given it all up here. So Friday becomes the pivotal game for the season. I think yesterday was honestly in a lot of ways a pivotal game for the season, because I don't know how they're going to come out on Friday. But Friday, yeah, you've definitely put yourself in that hole. So there's no point. If there was anything precautionary, then we got the wrong people in charge. Then we really are pussyfooting around this situation, and we need to put some different people in there. Because if this is some sort of edict, like, oh, we got to be careful. What are you being careful for? This is what this was all for.
But that's why it's hard for people to believe that, at least from my point of view, that guys would just sit out a game that you absolutely need. Like, it made sense for Garland to sit the last two games of the Miami series. It made sense for him, possibly, if it was lingering, to sit out the first game of this series. But once you're down a game and you've lost home court advantage, mm-hmm. spoiling everything you've worked for the entire season, then it's just tough for me in these situations to say a guy just doesn't want to play. I mean, it just makes no sense. Why wouldn't Darius has had to get over the playoff bugaboos. Like, he knows. That's one of the big criticisms levied at him is you've never been good in the playoffs. You've never been good against the Boston Celtics. So now he has a chance to come in and save the day, and he's like, nah, I don't want to play. Like, what sense does that make?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.